This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So I said, you know what, sister, I have some food, you want to join me? She said, ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. Allah says, complete your fast till the evening. So I understood she was fasting. So I told her, but it is not Ramadan, why are you fasting? So she recited the verse, وَأَنْتَ صُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. But if you fast, it's obviously Allah will reward you. So I told her, you don't want to talk like how we talk in policemen, I'm trying to talk to you. So she said, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah says, you are worried of the cameras on the road. Remember, I also have cameras monitoring every action of yours. You have cameras on the road. You are watching about this person watching you and targeting you, and you are worried about that. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Take care of this tongue. That second woman hanging in Jahannam because of abusing her tongue. One person says, Yahya ibn Kathir says, one person mounted onto a conveyance. And as he was riding, the foot of the animal slipped, so he fell. So he said, Ta'is al-himar, the silly animal. So when he said, the silly animal, the angels recording good and bad started arguing. فَقَالَ صَاحِبُ الْيَمِينَ مَا هِيَ حَسَنَةٌ أَكْتُبُهَا وَقَالَ صَاحِبُ الشِّمَالِ مَا هِيَ سَيِّئَةٌ أَكْتُبُهَا. The angel recording good said, well, silly animal, I can't classify it as virtue, so I won't put it on his noble deeds. The angels recording evil said, well, it's not a pleasant statement, but I doubt it's a sin either. So I'm also not going to record it. So nobody wants to record it. فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ صَاحِبِ الشِّمَالِ. Allah inspired the angel that writes down the evil. And Allah said, the screening and the grading process will be done by the angel that records good. If he doesn't classify it as good, it will be recorded in his evil deeds. If he does not classify it as noble, now how many statements we blur throughout the day, which we consider meaningless, and we consider what is so wrong about it. Nabi alayhi salam says, many a times a person utters a statement, and then he justifies his wrong, as I previously said in my opening comments. What does he say? لا يرى بها بأسا. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَةِ اللَّهِ لَا يَرَى بِهَا بَأْسَى. He utters it, it earns the displeasure of Allah, but he himself, he soothes himself and he says, no, I don't think it was wrong. It was about time he stole. These are the comments he makes to justify and soothe himself. Nabi alayhi salam says, that's his opinion, but in the eyes of Allah, يَزِلُّ بِهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ أَبْعَدَ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. That statement drops him in the depth of Jahannam, the distance more than between the east and the west. So anyway, I asked that sister, can I take you to your destination? So she says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهِ. Whatever good you do, Allah will reward you. So as I put the animal down, she says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell the believers to lower their gaze. So she sat, I put the camel down and she sat down. And she was still sitting, I had not tied the camel, so the camel started running and it tore her dress. So she said, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever evil comes your way is as a result of what you do. On this year, a thought comes to mind. Sometimes when our day is going wrong, then we say, I think today I did something wrong. These are the common statements, I wonder what I did. Now, I always mention on this year, my brother, it's not today you did something wrong. Actually, you did something wrong every day. The Quran says, Allah took you to task of your wrong today only. Don't consider your wrong in proportion to your difficulties. The Quran says, you do wrong all the time. Majority I overlook, sometimes I take you to task. So it's not the one day when you met up in an accident and you knocked your head and business is not right and you say, hey, something is not right today. No, something is not right every day. The Quran says, مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah says, most of it I overlook. Sometimes I take you to task. Don't be foolish to consider your wrong proportionate to the challenges. So anyway, I told her, okay, sister, wait, let me tie it properly. So I tied the camel properly. So she said, فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. As she mounted and we started riding, Abdullah ibn Mubarak said, let me find out, this woman is very pious. The question that he asked later, and obviously he was a pious man, we would have asked first. He asked, are you married, sister? Alaka zawj? Are you married, alaki zawj? Obviously he was a pious man. just to find out who she was. So she answered, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tas'alu an ashya'a in tubadalakum tasu'ukum. O you who believe, don't ask questions. When you will be told the answer, you won't like it. Rather, don't ask. So I kept quiet. Anyway, as we started writing, she read, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna. Only Quran. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma. Imagine a woman whose day is Quran, and then she presents a platter of food before you. Lazawjatun muti'atun aynuka anha radiya. وطفلة صغيرة محفوفة بالعافية وغرفة نظيفة نفسك فيها هانية ولقمة لذيذة من يد أغلى طاهية خير من الساعات في ظل القصور العالية. The poet says, لزوجة مطيعة, an obedient wife. عينك عنها راضية, which brings joy to your eye. They say this wife was looking at the nikah certificate for a very long time. So the husband asked her, what's it, my dear? She says, no, man, I'm looking for the expiry date. I'm looking for the expiry date on this nikah certificate. لَزَوْجُكَ لَزَوْجَةٌ مُطِيعَةٌ. That obedient wife, عَيْنُكَ عَنْهَا رَاضِيَةٌ. When you look at her, it brings joy to you. وَطِفْلَةٌ صَغِيرَةٌ مَحْفُوفَةٌ بِالْعَافِيَةٌ. Now to the Western world, they want, when a stranger looks at her, he becomes happy. This is the contentious issue. Islam says, let your husband look at you and become happy. And the Western world says, let the entire world look at you and become happy. And hence we have a clash of civilization. Hence we have a clash. You study. Study the Western civilization and an Islamic culture. The very key difference between the two civilizations is two components, two factors. Islamic culture is based on modesty and simplicity. This is the basis of Islam. Now you can study the whole Quran and Hadith, it revolves around this here. Let them be modest and let them be simple, then they're on Islam. And study a Western culture, let them be immoral and let them be extravagant. That is the direct opposite. So you have a function, let it be lavish and let it be immoral. Now you can study the whole Quran and Hadith has been summarized in this here. It's based on these two things, simplicity and morality. If there's morality and simplicity. So anyway, we resume. As we are traveling, we come close to a caravan. So I asked her, I point to the caravan and I asked, do you have any family members in this caravan? Is this the caravan of yours with whom you were traveling? So she says, Al-Malu wal-Banuna zinatul hayatid dunya. So I realized that she has sons there. So I ask her, you know, what are your sons' names? She says, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا يَا يَحْيَا خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةٍ. Again, brothers, let me seize the opportunity. She spoke Quran and she gave her children names that were in Quran. Today people are asking names, never mind Quran, even the Arabic dictionary doesn't have it. Believe me, even the Arabic dictionary doesn't have it. And I cannot tell you, I am inundated with calls. What did Zubair ibn Awam say? Inna Talhata ibn Zubair yusammi banihi bi asma'il anbiya wa qad alima alla nabiyya ba'da Muhammad wa inni la usammi baniya bi asma'il shuhada la'allahum yastashhadun. What did he say? Zubair ibn Awam said, my friend, my colleague, Inna Talhat ibn Ubaidullah, my colleague is naming his son after the names of martyrs, which I respect, knowing very well that there will be no Nabi after Nabi alayhi salam. But I'm going to name my children after the names of martyrs, simply so that I can create a resemblance between the newborn and a martyr by giving him the same name. With the hope that my child will also grow up and Allah will privilege him with martyrdom. That was the motive.